This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Political push in Georgia.
They ask you to vote one more time.
Court stops special master document review.
It just scraps the foundation of Trump's argument.
Rail strike averted.
To ensure we don't derail Christmas.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Early voting that ends today has been brisk, and interest is running high in the U.S. Senate runoff in Georgia. Election day is next Tuesday, and a final day's effort is underway by both parties to rally support. CBS's Nicole Killian says Democrat Raphael Warnock brought out a heavy hitter.
Former President Barack Obama made his case for the incumbent to add to the Democrats' majority.
51 is better than 50. Because it means Reverend Warnock will keep representing you in Washington.
And he took another jab at Warnock's opponent, Herschel Walker.
Mr. Walker has been talking about issues that are of great importance to the people of Georgia, like whether it's better to be a vampire or a werewolf. This is a debate I once had myself when I was 7.
They're getting nervous because they got Obama here again.
The GOP nominee held a competing rally with South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham after casting his own ballot. Records show he took a tax break in Texas intended for primary residences while running in Georgia.
I'm Georgia born, Georgia bred, and when I die, I'll be Georgia dead.
Outgoing Republican Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan said he couldn't bring himself to support Walker or Warnock, leaving his ballot empty this week.
Herschel Walker will probably go down as one of the worst Republican candidates in our party's history.
The Democratic Party's Rules Committee meets today to consider shaking up the presidential primary calendar.
President Biden wants South Carolina to go first, according to a party official familiar with the plan. He then wants New Hampshire and Nevada to go a week later. But both Democratic senators out of New Hampshire have already slammed the idea.
CBS's Sarah Ewall Weiss says Mr. Biden wants the party to give up what he calls restrictive caucuses. Iowa's caucus traditionally kicks off the process. In a blow to former President Trump, a federal appeals court unanimously ended the independent review of documents seized by the FBI from his Florida home. Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, had named a special master back in September. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says it revives the Justice Department's investigation.
What they're concluding is Judge Cannon did create a huge exception for equitable jurisdiction. She did create new standards for a former president. Basically, she carried his water with no legal foundation.
On Capitol Hill, CBS's Scott McFarlane has more on the Senate action that averted a potential national rail strike.
President Biden says he'll sign this deal as soon as it reaches his desk. Using a century-old law, Congress has intervened in this deadlock dispute. One day after the U.S. House did so, the Senate voted to make the latest rail industry offer to workers binding. They wanted 7 days of paid sick leave. And the unions are disappointed they didn't get it, saying rail workers in particular need the sick time because of the physical, demanding work that often keeps them far from home for days at a time.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up the Biden administration's plan to cancel billions in student loan debt that has suffered court setbacks. Legal scholar Lori Levinson.
The issue before the Supreme Court is how much authority the Biden administration had without express law from Congress.
CBS's Weijia Jiang has more on last night's lavish state dinner at the White House.
President Biden said it was fitting that France was the guest of honor at his first state dinner.
France was our first ally, first country to fly the American flag after our revolution.
Nearly 350 guests filled a glass pavilion on the South Lawn, including late show host Stephen Colbert, actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and French shoe designer Christian Louboutin. Along with a decadent meal, guests were treated to a performance by Grammy Award-winning musician John Batiste.
Overseas, reporting from Ukraine, CBS's Imtiaz Taieb has a look at the harsh conditions in a city that's been under siege.
3 weeks after Ukrainian forces liberated Kherson City from 9 brutal months of Russian occupation, residents are still in need of the basics. Professors from a university in Kyiv bringing in supplies. Ever since their humiliating retreat, Moscow has been hammering Kherson relentlessly. It's a misery Anastasia knows all too well.
It's so cold. You have no electricity. You have no heating. You have no water. But you're free.
Freedom.
You have freedom.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Nearly a month after the election, Cochise County, Arizona has certified its midterm results. It came after a judge said two Republican supervisors who held out broke the law. Statewide certification of the vote can now proceed Monday. A former San Antonio rookie police officer who shot a 17-year-old who was eating a hamburger in the driver's seat of a car in a fast food parking lot 2 months ago has now been indicted on attempted murder and other charges. District Attorney Joe Gonzalez.
Justice means prosecuting that individual for this conduct. Justice means obtaining a conviction. Justice means making sure that man never works as a member of law enforcement.
The victim got out of the hospital just last week. The Los Angeles Fire Department says it appears 10 middle school students who got sick yesterday may have overdosed on cannabis edibles. Eric Scott helped treat some of the 12 to 15-year-old kids.
Their faces looked a little glazed over and they were lethargic. They were still fairly alert and oriented to the extent that they were not placed in serious or critical condition. They were in a mild to moderate distress.
He says it's not clear if the students got the substances from the same source. Elon Musk has kicked Kanye West off Twitter for posting a picture that appeared to show a Nazi swastika interlaced with a Star of David. Musk says it's for, quote, incitement to violence. The U.S. plays the Netherlands tomorrow in the round of 16 at the World Cup. American star Christian Pulisic, who suffered a bruised pelvis scoring the only goal in the win over Iran, wants to be in the lineup.
I will do everything in my power to work with this medical team and make sure that I can play.
The U.S. has not reached the quarterfinals of the tournament since 2002.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
The plot thickens in the death of a New York man with an Academy Award connection.
His father's story inspired an Oscar-winning film.
Yeah, how was he? You get on your nerves?
New York City police say Frank Vallelonga Jr., who had a part in 2018's Green Book, likely died of an overdose before his body was found outside a sheet metal shop in the Bronx this week. Another man has now been charged with concealing a human corpse after the discovery. Vallelonga's father, a bouncer at New York's famed Copacabana nightclub, was hired to protect black pianist Don Shirley as he toured the Jim Crow South death in 1962. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Believe it or not, the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum is closing at the end of this month in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It's been a fixture on the boardwalk for 26 years with a giant globe facade. That's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.